If you are planning an Easter feast, our next guest can help you find the right wine to pair with your meal. Leslie Sobrocco is an author and wine consultant. She joins us from NPR member station KQED in Northern California, where she's the host of the television show Check, Please. Leslie, nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. How are you?
Very well, thank you. A traditional Easter meal, I mean, this can mean everything from cured ham, maybe a leg of lamb, maybe an egg dish, you know, if we're talking about brunch. And those dishes can be real tough to match with wine. What would you recommend?
Actually, those dishes are not really as difficult as we think to pair with wine. And there's a few considerations to keep in mind. And the first is ham, because the real contender with ham is that it's salty. And so my favorite, bar none, thing to drink with ham is a pink wine, a rosé wine. Mm. Because rosés are made with red grape varieties, but they're made in a white wine style. So it actually is an ideal wine to kind of swing both ways. It's fruity and fresh, so it really is the ideal thing to cleanse your palate after having something salty.
Lamb, would you go with your basic, what, Cabernet, Merlot?
Well, here's the thing with lamb. Lamb is rich, generally. You know, it's that kind of hearty and earthy flavors in my favorite grape varieties to pair and wine styles to pair actually with lamb are Syrah, which is also known as Shiraz. And I actually brought a bottle into the studio with me that I love to pair with Easter, and it's called the Chocolate Block.
What?
The Chocolate Block. And it's not that it's sweet or anything. It's a Syrah and Grenache-based wine, so it's kind of got that earthy, smoky quality to it, but it's from South Africa. But you can also do something like a more mainstream wine, something like a Cabernet Sauvignon. That's certainly a favorite, and you can find great Cabernet Sauvignon-based wines from California, from Washington State, from Chile, from all over the world.
Egg dishes for brunch, I can't help it. To me, champagne goes with everything.
Oh, and you're exactly right. I mean, if I had to pick one wine to be on a, you know, deserted island with for the rest of my life, it would be Bubbly's. those tend to be a little bit more pricey. You know, you're in the $30 plus range when you're looking at champagnes, but you can also do sparkling wines from around the world. So certainly a really great affordable category of sparkling wines is cava from Spain. And most cavas are under around $20. I actually love pink. You're going to see more and more pink cavas. And a couple of producers that you should really keep in mind that are pretty easy and accessible and affordable in that $20 range are Freshnet has a new Pinot Noir-based sparkling wine, cava, called Alicia. And Cordonneau has a beautiful sparkling wine made out of Pinot Noir. And you'll see it. They're just pretty and pink on the store shelf.
So what wine goes well with the candy in your kids' Easter basket?
That's right. I do reach my hand in and I say, I'm just checking out their candy, but I grab the chocolate and I grab the treats and the peeps. And you can actually pair wine with that. Just to keep in mind that you need a wine as at least as sweet as the dessert itself. So with something like pies, I love a Sauterne. A favorite producer of mine is Chateau Couté, which is absolutely glorious wine. Then with chocolate, you've got a number of different options. A late harvest Zinfandel is a great idea from California. Or even a beautiful wine from northern Italy. It's a sparkling red wine, and it's actually called Rosa Regali. It's Bracchetto di Acqui, and it's just the ideal chocolate wine.
But what wine goes with purple peeps?
That would, of course, be champagne.
Wine expert Leslie Sobrocco joined us from NPR member station KQED in Northern California. Thank you, and cheers, Leslie.
Thank you. Cheers.
And you can find Leslie's list of wine recommendations on our website, npr.org.